of 10 o'clock, Monday morning, June 8th, and 74 degrees here at our studios on the east side of Red Oak. And we're going to have the opportunity and pleasure this morning to visit with Don Lorette. Don, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Aaron.
Happy anniversary to you.
Thank you.
30 years. What's
30
can
years
Can you tell
today.
Me, what's the what after 30 years, a little bit of advice would be what to all those younger couples out there?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm trying to really put you on the spot.
You know
morning.
What? The advice would be to the husband, and Brian in this case.
Yes. Listen up,
happy
Brian.
Wife, yes, a happy wife is a happy life.
Yes.
So, you know, keep the wife happy, Brian Lorette, and things will be fine.
Yes.
Yes.
That's good advice. Yeah. There are a lot of men out there that need to hear that.
And honestly, we have worked together side by side every single day for the last 25 years.
Have you really?
Yes.
Now that,
that's
what's the advice there? Same thing.
Keep separate offices.
Yeah, there you go. So not in the capacity of Lorette Funeral Chapel, but let's talk about pageant. We're going to have the Montgomery County Fair Queen Contest that's upcoming for, when did this start, Don?
Well, the first queen was crowned in 1970.
1970.
Yeah. You and I weren't around.
We were
back
not.
Then. No,
we were not. That predates me.
Yeah, me too.
So
I didn't get to see that one, but I have records back to 1970 when Peggy Peterson from Stanton was crowned the Montgomery County Fair Queen. She was our first one. And for years, her parents gave a trophy to the Fair Queen in her memory, because she has since passed away.
Yes. So who's our guest with us today?
Our guest is our reigning queen, Delaney True from Villisca.
Delaney, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I think this is our first opportunity to get to meet.
Yes.
I think you probably spoke with Melanie last year.
Yep.
She usually visits with everyone multiple times. So can I talk to Delaney for just a minute?
Absolutely.
I want to know about your experience. What was it, Delaney? Why did you think, I think I'm gonna go?
So I ran last year for Fair Queen, and I loved the experience and, like, the whole thing that it gave me. So I ran again just to get the opportunity again, and here we are.
So you just thought, I'm just going to give it a shot.
Yep.
What was the best part about it?
Handing out the ribbons to all the little kids.
Yeah. Was it intimidating, the whole process? Because there's, like, an interview and all the things that go along with it. Was that intimidating, scary, or was it fun?
I was a little nervous, but it was fun afterwards.
Yeah. Very cool. Good experience. Would you encourage other people to go out?
Definitely. It was a good experience.
All right. So what year are you in school, Delaney?
I graduated last year.
Okay. So what are your plans? What's going on? What are you thinking?
So I went to SWCC and got my generals, and then now I'm going to Northwest to become a teacher.
Good for you. Yep. What do you want to teach?
Elementary. Haven't decided what one
yet. You have time. You can make that decision. Well, good for you. Okay, Don.
Yes.
Tell me about who can participate. Who is this for? Why would one participate? Let's kind of go down that. Okay. Who's it for?
Well, there are some rules that we go by, the rules of the state of Iowa, the state of Iowa fair gives to us.
Mm-hmm.
And the contestants must be ages 16 to 21, and that is as of the state fair. When the state fair opens on the 13th of August this year, the contestant can never have been married or have children. The queen must reside in the county or in the adjoining county that she does most of her activities. And we have had in the past a queen who actually went to school and lived in Griswold, but she was in 4-H club in Montgomery County. She did a lot of her activities in Montgomery County. She was right there on that line.
So that would make her eligible for our queen contest.
Yep, yeah. Yep. And so we have had a couple queens that were in that category. You know, they lived outside of the county, but everything that they did was in Montgomery County.
Okay.
So then they also must be active in at least one service organization, not necessarily 4-H or FFA, but say that they're involved in the Wilson, or they're involved with the Girl Scouts, or they're involved with their church or school activities. They just need to be involved in some kind of a service organization within their rightful communities.
Okay.
So, and to be eligible. They could never have ran or been a part of the state fair queen contest in the past. Mm-hmm. So Delaney wouldn't be able to go up there and do that again.
Yeah.
So, but those are the main ones. There's some other ones, like you can't be a professional model and some different things. But the main ones are the age and the eligibility as far as the location in which you live and
So if someone is out there and they're considering or they're thinking about it, or do they need to talk to you? Mm-hmm. Do they go online? What would you encourage that person to do?
Yeah, they can talk to me. They could talk to Delaney. They can contact the extension office. There are a couple of interns down there working at the extension office this summer. Yeah. Chloe Bruce, and she is one of our former Fair Queens, mm-hmm. and also Ella Johnson, who was the Fair Queen in Page County.
Mm-hmm.
So those two girls are very knowledgeable about the Fair Queen contest. So they would be able to talk to them. And also Katie and Sadie can help them out as far as getting their entry forms and the eligibility and giving them the schedule of the actual judging. They can help them with that. You can go online to the Extension Service website as well and get the – and Facebook page too to get the forms.
Is there a deadline by which we must make a decision?
Yes. Well, we'd like to have everything by the 24th of June because mm-hmm. judging is on the 28th. Sunday the 28th at 2 p.m. at the White Faro Building will be the judging. So we'd like to have everything by the 24th, and that's because that gives me time to get things to our judges. So, but if something comes up and you don't know if you just heard about it or – you didn't know if you were going to be able to, something
schedule change or something like that. Yeah.
I'm all about flexibility. So if you decide on Sunday morning that you're going to be able to come and you've got your clothes ready and you've got things in line and you've got your sponsorship and everything's ready to go, absolutely. But contact me first. Yeah. Just don't show up. But contact me first. You just may not get your picture in the paper with the other girls and some things, but we can still get you on there.
Yeah.
You have to be at the judging on the 28th, and you have to be at the crowning on the 14th of July.
That's non-negotiable.
Those things I cannot change.
Right.
But and that's beyond me. But otherwise, yeah, I'll work with you. But we really want to have things by noon to the extension office on the 24th of June.
I want to talk to Delaney a little bit. And by the way, we're visiting with Don Lorette talking about the Montgomery County Fair Queen competition or contest and Delaney True, who is the reigning Montgomery County Fair Queen. So this is the tiara.
Mm-hmm.
How did I do?
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yep.
And sash.
Yep.
Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. Delaney has her sash and her tiara with us. So going through the contest, I want you to walk me through the contest, Delaney. So there are questions, interview sessions, the day of. Walk me through your experience as Fair Queen.
Okay, so once you enter the White Faro Building, you'll wear casual clothes, and you'll just hang around, talk to all the other contestants, and then you'll give a presentation, and after your presentation, you'll have a little break, and you'll get to know the judges.
What's the presentation consist of?
So you can do like a build, like a board with pictures on it and explain it. You can do... there's multiple things you can do.
All right.
Can I jump in here?
Yeah.
Girls in the past, they have done, like, they've sang a piece, they've played an instrument, they've done a jazz dance routine.
Okay.
We even had one girl one year demonstrate how to decorate a cake. She did it into a beehive.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's just a time for them to do any kind of a presentation to kind of share their talents with those who are there. And those who are there would be, like, the other contestants, their parents, their sponsors, and any other guests they might have brought with them that day. And also, there may be a few Fair Board members there.
Okay. So. All right. Very good. So then?
You'll go into a little room with the judges with your casual outfit on, and they'll ask you some questions, and you'll go one by one. And then you'll come back out and change into your prom dress or your gown, and then you'll go back in for more questions.
Are the questions difficult?
Not really.
You just have to give your best answer, right?
Yep.
So then help me understand. So you win, you're the Fair Queen, then you go to the state fair.
Yep.
What was that experience like?
It was really fun. I was really nervous at first, but after I got to know the girls and everything.
So what do you do at state fair? What are some of the activities you do?
It's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Busy, right?
Yes.
You're like hopping.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't have that much downtime. You do a lot of workshops in between, and then you have a lot of judging processes, and then you do runways at the nighttime. So those are very fun.
Tell me what that is. What's a runway?
So it's like a fashion show, kind of.
Okay.
So they have three people that come in and teach you how to, like, do a runway, and then every night you go to the state fairgrounds, and you do a little runway for people that can come and watch.
Very cool. So you would highly encourage people to go out.
Yes.
Great experience overall.
Yes. It helped me step out of my comfort zone a lot.
That's good. I think it's important for people to step out of their comfort zone. Delaney True. Who are your parents, Delaney?
Chris and Stacy True.
Okay. From over in the Villisca area, correct?
Yep.
All right. What will your role be this year at the Fair Queen contest competition pageant?
So I'll be able to crown the upcoming Fair Queen.
Okay. Are you looking forward to that?
Yes.
Okay. So there's really no limit to the number of contestants, right, Dawn? I mean, you could have more the merrier.
Yes. At one time, we had up to 17 girls. And it's been a few years back, but yeah, we had 17 girls. And then over the years, it's just kind of we've leveled out. And,
yeah.
And
well, our demographics have changed over the years, to be honest with you. And we have fewer people than we did in 1970.
Oh, yeah, we do.
So that is for sure. Do you have all of the Fair Queens?
I do.
Can you go through that list?
I do.
Would that be too much?
Well, there's a lot of them.
Just go through there. Yeah. Just go through there.
Okay. So
starting in 1970.
1970, Peggy Peterson from Stanton. 71 was Suzanne Vanderberg from Stanton. 72 was Debbie Malott from Red Oak. 73, Joyce Palmquist from Red Oak. 74 was Debbie Van Buskirk, and she was from the Center Ridge area. 75, Becky Kozad from Red Oak. 76, Anita Kavner from Stanton. 77, Diane Bailey from Red Oak. 78, Lori Peterson from Stanton. 79, Angie Krause, Red Oak. 80, Becky Scalrup, Red Oak. 81, Shelley Adams, Red Oak. 82, Julie Swanson, Red Oak. 83, Chris Honet, Stanton. 84, Shelley Ross, Red Oak. 85, Wendy Newman, Stanton. 86, Marcy Requist, Red Oak. 87, Mindy Woldruff, Red Oak. 88, Melissa Maxwell, Villisca. 89, Mindy Newman, Stanton. 90, Dawn Turner, Elliott.
I know her. I know her.
I've heard of her. 91, Mindy Agnes, and I don't have her where she was from. And then 92 was Amy Rhodes Johnson. And I don't have where she was from either. If somebody knows, let me know. 93, Vanessa Manny Smith, and she's from Red Oak. 94, Annette Athey from Stanton. 95, Tabitha Kinzer, Griswold Elliott. 96, Kimberly Nelson, Stanton. 97, Abby Wubina from Stanton. 98 is Jennifer Boyer from Stanton. 99, Christy Koppel from Red Oak. 2000, Lisa Scahill from Villisca. 01, Kate Honeyman from Red Oak. 02, Amanda Davison from Wales. 03, Rochelle Zener from Stanton.
So 03, we're at 03. Mm-hmm. When did you become involved, Dawn? Was it 03?
No. Back in 95.
95 is when you became involved. Okay, mm-hmm. Sorry to interrupt. So you're at 2003.
Rochelle Zener from Stanton. In 04, it was Shelby Johnson from Red Oak. 05, Aaron Holquist from Stanton. 06 is Shelby Wright from the Stanton-Bethesda area. And I just want to mention, Shelby Wright went on to the State Fair and became Miss Personality Plus.
Oh, wow. There you go.
07, Jessica Lance from Stanton. 08, Christine Lundgren from Red Oak. 09, Heather Swanson from Red Oak. 2010 is Caitlin Suchteen from the Center Ridge area. In 2011, Dakota Druvingay from Stanton. And 12, Rachel Sorensen from Stanton. 13, Macy Elwood from Stanton. 14, Michaela Dolch from Villisca. 15, Belle Perkins from Emerson. 16 is Allie Foof from Stanton. 17, Hannah Weil from Red Oak. 18, Kate Carlson from Red Oak. 19 is Olivia Jacobs from Villisca. And also in 20 was Olivia Jacobs from Stanton, because that was the COVID year we didn't have it. So she is the only time we had the Fair Queen.
I remember
for
that.
2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Olivia Jacobs from Villisca was 19 and 20. 21 was Jordan Carlson from Wales. 22, Delana Olson from Red Oak. 23, Chloe Bruce from Red Oak. 24, Daisy Henneman from Stanton. And then 25, Delaney True from Villisca.
Look at that. What a list. Yeah. And you too could join that list.
Yes.
That's you know, I know quite a few of those.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of those girls are still around here.
Ladies and girls, and I know quite a few of them. So.
And a lot of them, too, have been involved with the fair for many, many years. Too.
You bet.
So, yeah.
So what's the best part? So you've been involved this for a long time, Dawn. So why? Why is it that, year after year, do you think?
I have fun with the girls, and they kind of keep me young. You know, they keep, you know, tell me how out of date I am, and then I, you know, but there, it's just fun to be around them, and then you live through their experiences, and then you see the activities that they're doing, and it's just fun just to be a continued part of the fair.
Sure.
And we grew up with a fair. I grew up in Elliott, and so I didn't live on the farm, but my grandparents both were on the farm, and so I consider myself a farm girl because I got involved in many of these things, but. My parents allowed us to do one thing over the summer because we, you know, mom and dad lived in Elliott. We worked in Red Oak. We went to school in Griswold. It was just a lot of transportation back and forth and stuff. So some of our activities were minimal. So it's just fun to be able to stay involved in those things that you did when you were a kid.
And you like to see those traditions continue.
Yeah.
Stroll stretching back to 1970.
Yeah.
So that's pretty remarkable. And to Delaney's point earlier, I think the experience to stretch someone to make think, oh, I'm not really comfortable, I don't want to do this, but then you do it and you have success. The confidence that builds, the experience, and then in going to the state fair and we're meeting a whole new group of people, it's a positive thing.
It is. And that's one thing that I always reiterate to the girls, it is an experience. The whole thing from the time that you walk into the White Fair building and you start your judging to the time that you are riding in a demolition derby car on Saturday night and finishing like your time, that's a whole experience. Whether you're the queen or whether you're on the court, we try to make this a full rounded experience for all the girls. They all wear their sashes identifying their title. They all have T-shirts that they have on. They all hand out ribbons to the kids. They all are role models to the younger kids. So they all have a role to play in activities to be a part of the fair. So it is an experience for them. Unfortunately, only one person is going to go to the state fair and represent our county.
Yeah.
Only one person can wear the crown, but we want everybody to be a part of it.
Yeah. It is participatory with everyone, but I think there's a lesson in that too, Dawn, to be honest with you, that one person gets to wear the crown. Mm-hmm. So that's I think it's good. And I hope that people reach out and become involved, talk to Delaney if they have questions, or Dawn as a former queen from 1990. Did I remember that correct? Is that 90? So yes, reach out and participate if you can. The deadline is when? It's the 24th.
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 The judging is the 28th at the White Fair Building at 2 p.m. And that's...
And the ages?
The ages 16 to 21.
Okay. If you know someone in that, reach out and they can participate.
Yes.
Delaney, the best part of it, if you had to say this is the number one thing that I took away from my experience as being the Montgomery County Fair Queen, going to the state fair, the number one thing you would take away from it would be what?
Oh... I don't know. It was just such a good experience for me because everyone knows me as like a shy person. So now I'm like out of my comfort zone and I met a lot of new people. I'm friends with a lot of girls from up at the state fair. So it was just overall awesome experience.
There you go. I like it. Dawn, what would you say? Why would you encourage some young lady to go out for the Fair Queen pageant?
Just to experience something that they may not otherwise get an opportunity to do. This is a small part of their life that in a time period that they can do something like this and reach out and meet other girls and have some experiences that not everybody is able to and has the opportunity to do this.
So
if you have the opportunity, just keep going out and it's growth for you too.
Absolutely.
You know, for that girl.
Very good. What else do we need to cover, Delaney? Anything else?
I think we got
What are you doing this summer, Delaney?
I'm working at the ECEC in Villisca.
Okay. So early childhood education.
Yep.
How's that going?
Good.
Very good. Enjoyable?
Yes.
Dawn, what's the most exciting thing you're doing today?
Today, being right here with you, Aaron.
On your 30th wedding anniversary, you said that. Did you? And Brian, happy life, happy wife. Happy wife, happy life. That's advice from Dawn today.
Right.
So.
Well, and happy anniversary to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
You guys are a day behind, but
a year ahead. We're a little behind. Yeah, day behind, but a year ahead. Exactly right. Yeah. So, well, happy anniversary, sincerely.
Thank you.
It is nice to visit with you.
Thank you.
Always enjoy the conversation. So make it a great day. Anything else? Mm-hmm. Nice to see you both.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for stopping by.
KCSI-FM, Valesa.